I am joined in the studio today by Andy Cohen, Chico Schwal, and Mark Ross, the Marxist Brothers. And I think we're going to start with a song today. What do you got for us, gentlemen? Joining me on the Saturday Cafe, as I said, the Marxist Brothers. I got to know why the name.
It was better than the Durkheim twins.
Yes, Chico, Marco, and Narco.
Well, I know which one's Chico, but who are Groucho and Harpo here? Yeah. You've got the mouth harps.
Yeah.
Mark must be Harpo. That makes you Groucho. I mean, sorry about that.
The original ridiculous thing I ever heard.
The original grouchy Marxist.
I don't know that I've ever heard Soldier's Joy sung before. I didn't realize it had words. I always know it and heard it as a fiddle tune.
The tune itself bears the name Hawks and Eagles in Scandinavia.
Mm-hmm.
I forget whether it's Norway. I think it's Norway. And it goes back at least to about 1200.
Wow.
So, what was that you were saying about what Soldier's Joy actually is?
Payday!
When the eagle, you know what, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's when the soldiers get to hoop it up.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Get to stimulate the local economy.
The verses probably date from around the Civil War.
Yeah, that sounds about right, because morphine is about that period, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Morphine was given to certain kind of, like, miners would carry morphine mm-hmm. with them.
They
got trapped. They could, and they knew they were going to die.
Yeah, their emergency exit kit.
It was an emergency suicide pill to put you to sleep and you would just die.
Mm-hmm.
Which beats coughing yourself to death. But on a lighter note, we're drifting through here, rambling as it were, to promote our appearance one night only this evening at Tsunami Books. Just come on down and enjoy yourself and donate whatever you can to keep us moving.
Yeah.
We're off to the state of Washington and points in between.
Yes. Keep us on the street where we belong.
It's a good thing this is a radio spot and not a television spot. If you saw us, you'd never come down.
Oh, come on. You all look fetching in those leotards.
So we're going to do a tune called Newport News, referring to the shipyard, and it goes on from there to touch on lots of other subjects. 1, 2, 3. Newport News, mama, take a battleship across the doggone sea. Gonna Newport News, mama, take a battleship across the doggone sea. Cause the girl that I love, break up partner, she don't care for me. Well, the woman I love, she's the meanest woman I ever seen. Partner, give you morning to its midnight and day. Well, I woke up this morning to its midnight and day. With my hand on my pillow, Greg got parted with my partner.
The Marxist Brothers in the studio, Chico Schwal, Andy Cohen, and Mark Ross. And the instrument's changing. Nice mandolin, Mark.
Thank you. And he plays it well, too.
There is always that. So
and the plethora of instruments that are scattered about the studio are a mere fraction of what you'll hear today if you come down and hear it.
We were even bringing the dulciola.
I wanted to hear about the dulciola. I am a fan of old Victorian parlor instruments.
The dulciola. First of all, let me say that a zither is mm-hmm. different from a harp. A zither is a biscuit board with the strings parallel to the biscuit board. And a mm-hmm. harp is a device, a biscuit board with the strings perpendicular to mm-hmm. it. So this is a zither.
Biscuit board is a sound box of
sorts. It's got a sound box. Uh-huh. The biscuit board is the sound box.
Right.
And it's got a gang of zither pins on it. It has 60 strings. And it has a gizmo that is screwed onto it that is in effect a little piano keyboard. But what it actually is on the right half of it is two chromatic octaves, you know, on piano keys, mm-hmm. but they're tiny little, just like your grandmother's upright. On the other side are seven chords divided up into three keys each, a bass, a counter bass, and a three note, one hammer hits three notes, mm-hmm. three mm-hmm. strings at once. So you can oompah and you can boogie on it, and you can get some glorious effect. And it's only 17 inches wide, but it's got four octaves. It's
wow.
got four octave spread if you know how to use the bass note. So he's sort of the king of the gizmo zithers.
Is this many of these gizmo zithers, as you call them, come from the market?
I track the serial numbers on mm-hmm. stuff like this because they tell you how many were made.
Mm-hmm.
The company fell victim to the Depression of 1907, along with hundreds of thousands of other small businesses. They were up to about 5,600 at that point, and they started at 1,000. The first digit was the year of existence of the company, and then they made some number of hundreds every year and then started over with the next digit. So one is 1903 and two is 1904 and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the 5,000 series was the last year of their existence. I do it because they kind of change a little bit along the way. So if you track the serial numbers, you know approximately when the changes came.
And we collect, people like us collect these zither gizmos or gizmo zithers because once you acquire one, you can't possibly sell it anyway.
And everybody thinks you want more.
Yeah.
I understand that there are also Marxophones being played by the Marxist Brothers.
There are Marxophones, and we have three of them between the three of us. And we are going to do a recording of the Internationale on three Marxophones.
Many years ago in the mid-80s when I lived in La Crosse, Wisconsin, I knew the man whose grandfather invented the Marxophone. His name was Charles Henry. Charles Henry Marx was my friend. And I happened to mention Claudia Schmidt's deluxe piano in to him mm-hmm. because I had just seen her. I just saw Claudia again this week. What a coincidence. And he says, oh, yeah, my granddad sold those. He made invented them and sold them door to door.
Yeah. And she has one. And she plays.
She does indeed.
Yeah. She is actually from Troy, Michigan. Where the Marxophone.
I did not realize that. I knew she was from somewhere in Michigan and currently in Minneapolis. Yeah. But
I knew her slightly when she was just a kid. You know, she had a friend named Fred Bowie who played a ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ukulele is three chords inside a bowed psaltery.
Three trolls in a baggie.
What am I doing? I'm supposed to be doing something. What was the song?
Was that a Count Basie piece?
Which one?
The Count Basie?
The Count Basie thing, yeah.
We're going to venture further into the 20th century here.
Okay. This goes pretty fast. I just made this up a little bit ago, and I've been practicing it, and nobody's even tried to play it along with me until Chico did a couple of nights ago. I got in at 2 in the morning. We were up till 5 playing music. 1, 2, 3.
my lovely. What was that? What was the name of that track?
It's called The Eugene Stomp.
The Eugene?
Called The Whoville Stomp.
I will take that under advisement.
You do that.
One of our messages of unity is that there aren't really different kinds of music. It's all just music. And we may be an old-timey string band, but we don't necessarily sound like the last one you heard.
Or indeed the next one. My guests today on the Saturday Cafe, the Marxist brothers, Chico Schwal, Andy Cohen, and Mark Ross. They are performing tonight at Tsunami Books, 2585 Willamette Street in Eugene. Start time again on that is?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Well, thank you, gentlemen, all, for joining me today on the Saturday Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is so, so wonderful having live music and live music of this liveliness on the Saturday Cafe.
Thanks, Ray.